Our scripture reading today is Acts chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in his name. Yet here you are, filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, so that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Look, Peter, telling them like it is. "You have no authority over me. We preach because of God, God's authority." That kind of belief didn't come from just anywhere. That kind of belief came from God. And this morning, we hear this idea of belief in our gospel reading from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. It continues the story from Easter after all of the events that happened. And it says, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them, "Again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm still ringing off of that. And with Angel's song and with the scripture today, God is here. At least for me. I don't know about for you, but for me it is. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, help us hear your word today expanded. May we be silent in our minds and open our hearts to you in what you have to say to us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation on our hearts be pleasing and accepting to you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Have you had an experience with a friend or maybe a relative when they tried to tell you about something and they were just so passionate about that something and you just had to sit there and go, yeah, great. Have you had that happen before? You know, many of us have had this experience. Maybe, you know, one of your friends comes back from either seeing a movie or going to a concert. Maybe they were visiting somewhere and they got to experience something. And they tell you about this experience. And they're like, you've got to see this. I mean, I've had many teenagers at the 30-hour famine tell me, you've got to go see Endgame, the new Avenger movie or whatever is out there right now. And they're so passionate about it. And they loved it. And I'm like, cool. What the heck are they talking about? I'm thinking you know where I'm coming from with this. You know, they're sharing a testimony with me. And I'm not quite able to grasp what they're trying to share, but I'm so excited for them. And it does pique my curiosity a little bit. It's more like they're experiencing something that I may want to experience, but I need to go figure it out for myself. You know, so to know what we believe, we must experience the reporting in the midst. We can't just get it from the word of mouth. We have to experience it. So we go to a movie, we'll go and try a product or see a sunset so that we can experience it ourselves. And then we'll be able to offer our own testimony. And then we can believe, oh yeah, that was pretty cool. Or, yeah, that was great. It was amazing. See, that's kind of what we've got going on in our scripture today in the Gospel of John. John wrote his gospel about, they say, around year 90, you know, really early, first century. And he was collecting stories so that those who were in that year who did not get to see the risen Christ, who did not get to experience Christ, could believe in Christ. John is an evangelist, and his gospel exhibits a pattern in which someone hears about Jesus and needs more information. Today we hear about Thomas and his need. And he receives this need so that he can experience life in Jesus and embody that word and go and share the news. Last week, you might recall our scripture if you were here. We talked about Mary and how she came back from the tomb and she shared with the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And the disciples, well, we don't know if they believed her right away or not. They were confused, but they heard her testimony. Perhaps they wanted to believe. And in this passage that we have today, we are recalling the story of that Easter evening And the disciples are behind locked doors, scared for their life because they know authorities may be after them. Because, I mean, look what they did to his friend, their friend. That could happen to them too. Instead, Jesus comes into the secured room saying, "Peace be with you." He shows his hands and his feet and demonstrates that he is the risen one. And the disciples, they rejoice in this. They're probably high-fiving maybe. I don't know. That's going on in my head. They might have been scared out of their wits. I mean, their friend is alive. They saw him hanging on the cross. But all were there except for poor Thomas. And Thomas wasn't there. And so he wasn't able to experience this first visit by Jesus. And it's not that Thomas doesn't believe. He just needs more information. So what happens? Jesus shows up again. Thomas had a need, and Jesus provided for him so that he could believe. Jesus gave Thomas what he needed so he could believe, and he didn't miss out. We don't miss out because we don't believe. Or when others express full belief and we don't experience the same, we don't miss out because Jesus meets us where we are, no matter where we are on the journey. Jesus spoke to Thomas in a way that did not focus on his doubt, but moved Thomas to believing. This belief then moved him to make a strong confession. And he declared, "My Lord, my God." Now, as practicing Jews, they were not allowed to say the word of God out loud. Yahweh is a sacred name. No one dare mentions the name. But Thomas had such a strong conviction that he said, "My God, my Lord." It was in that moment that Thomas realized the divinity of Christ and recognized that Jesus is the one God. He is one with God. And Thomas believed and he moved into this powerful confession. And he shared it. Now, as we experience the story of Thomas, we are invited to believe. We are invited to trust that Jesus will keep showing up, that Jesus is alive in our lives, and that he is eager to reveal himself, not through only appearances, if you are that lucky. Please record that, because I'd love to see it. But we can experience this resurrected Christ through the acts of others and through revelation in the written word. Again and again, he offers us peace and compassion, and he makes himself known. He uses instruments to make himself known. When we open our hearts to a relationship with Christ and put our trust and belief in him, he will breathe on us like the disciples and fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we are strengthened and we can fling open those locked doors of fear and bring hope to a hurting world. Friends, we live in a very cynical time. I don't think I have to go into spell too much on that one. We live in a very me-centric time. Everything is about me. And if it's not about me, it should be about me. At least that's what my husband keeps telling me. Guilty as charged. But we are in a time that moral relativism is strong. Where wrong is right and right is wrong. According to the world, those faith believers know nothing. If you are a faith-filled believer, you are the one that's controversial. How is that right? Everything is turned upside down, and we are witness to it. We see it even in our local community. It is not that different from the communities that the first believers were living in. Those believers had to hide themselves for fear of their life because authorities were after them. Rome didn't worship that God that those other people worshiped. Rome, who was the head honcho at the time in the first century, worshipped their emperor like a god, a human as a god. How many of us have witnessed humans worshiping other humans and putting them on a pedestal or other things on a pedestal rather than God? Today, people want us as Christians to keep quiet about our Christians' belief. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be quiet. I am going to be shouting it from the mountaintop until I die that Christ is my Savior. Like the disciples, I have experienced a risen Christ in my own life. And I'm going to share the good news of the gospel. I don't care, because I know that there are people who need to hear it, who need to experience this good news. Now, will I be able to convince them? That's not my problem. That's God's. My job is to share my experience and to testify. And to bring my testimony. I'm no longer interested in keeping quiet, and I'm no longer interested apologizing for what I believe in. I believe in the scriptures. I believe in Jesus and that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I have confidence in this. I believe that he died on the cross and he loved me so much that he rose from the dead. I believe that it is through Christ I can experience a new life. That the person I was before is no longer the person I am becoming. And that, my friends, is a testimony I want to share. And I want to bring hope to others who are lost in the dark, who feel the world caving in on them. I can't prevent the world from caving in on you, hon, but I can certainly be there and love on you. We can experience Christ through a new way because nothing separates us from God. Jesus paves the way for us so that we may find new life. And I think that's worth sharing. We can live without fear of condemnation. We can have hope. This illness that might be over me, you have no charge over me because I believe in the power of Christ. My hope is in him. I will not apologize for what he did, and I will not apologize for the passion that I hold for Christ either. There are too many of us who have passions for sports or passions for politics, and they are welcome to share those. We have football stadiums built. We have baseball stadiums. We have city halls and all this other stuff, and we glorify those things. But heaven forbid if we glorify the Lord in society. That is not what I am going to do. I will not stay muted. And I pray you will not stay muted either. If you have faith, if you believe, we need to share this message. They cannot shut us down. They cannot quench the name of Jesus. Jesus' name and story and resurrection lives on through believers, and we have a story to share. We have a testimony. The one came to free us. The one came for us. And how dare we keep silent? My God, my Savior, changed me. And I think I let this out on Easter Sunday if you were here. I experienced that change when I was able to find peace with God. I was wrestling with a lot of deep, deep things. Many things were happening. And I felt out of control. I didn't know Jesus like I know him today. I thought I knew him. I went to church every Sunday. I sang the songs. But I didn't know and I didn't believe. And it was because I took time to quiet myself. I took a spiritual walk, the walk to Emmaus, as I mentioned last week, and I was able to hear from God. And I'm going to put it bluntly, it scared the hell out of me. Because God was telling me I was more than what I thought I was. I was made for something more, just like you are made for something more. You may feel like you have nothing left to give. Oh, friend, you do. You are here on purpose. You are here for a purpose. God gave you life today so that you may share it with others. And I want to share that word with you. Now, I'm in a different place in my faith journey, as you are too. My experience is not your experience. You may have a completely different one. Heck, you might even be a forward thinker and above me on my walk. I've got things to learn from you, as you probably me too. It took a while for me to get to this point. And I want to tell you, if you are struggling right now, it's okay. Just believe. And have faith. Don't let the world mute you. Don't let the world mute our story in Christ. We share that. Yes, it is true that Jesus meets us where we are. But when we hear the word and we hear testimony, it should change us. And we should go and change that world. It should stir up our hearts, stir up a fire. And it changes our perspective somehow. And we see people differently and we act differently and we can live for Jesus because we believe in him. And we live differently. We must boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus, the resurrected King. We don't have to hide. Even when the disciples were afraid, Jesus appeared to them and gave them grace. Jesus didn't lecture the disciples hiding behind the doors. He gave them the Spirit. Jesus is not going to lecture you. Jesus will strengthen you. The power of the Holy Spirit will strengthen you and fill you in your deepest need. I can testify to that. I pray that you feel that too. We have an opportunity to make Jesus real for those to believe. People are living daily right now without hope. Injustice and oppression is taking over them. But there is hope and glory in Christ, and that resides in the believer. How can we manifest Jesus in our lives? How do we take this spiritual idea, this spiritual mumbo jumbo that we talk about every Sunday, And how do we make it real? We live authentically for Christ. That's how we do it. Jesus is very real, and he gave us a job to do. We are to share the good news and let people know that no matter what they are walking through, God loves them, and God cares for them, and God is right there beside them every step of the way. Will you, my friends, will you stay silent? Will you speak about your testimony? Will you share your testimony with someone? How is Christ working in your life? How has Christ been revealed to you? In what ways can you live your life as proof to others that Christ is alive? I pray that you can see Christ in me as I see Christ in you. And if you need a little extra boost, I got you. I'll believe for you if you need to. But I can't change that belief in your heart. That's between you and Jesus. May the faithful God, who continues to be present with us through the Holy Spirit, guide us to witness the good news of abundant life to all of those who we encounter this week. All of God's kids say, amen. Now we're going to test you. We're going to sing He Lives. And I wonder if you believe it. Do you believe He lives? Praise God. Praise God. Oh, look at us. We're raising our hands. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. And friends, listen. We're not judging anybody here. We don't. Because Jesus didn't call us a judge. He's a big judge. So like Jeff always says, don't judge me unless you're the one above me. He's great. We are here to build each other up and to proclaim our good news. So let us stand as we are able and proclaim the good news that He does truly live. Please join singing.